You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we all have something in common. Blindness and sight loss feature in our lives in some shape or form, yet our individual experiences are all quite unique and different. And today, we're going to hear from Katie Price, who is an RNIB volunteer and lost her sight 8 years ago. Now, Katie, that really wasn't that long ago. What impact did losing your sight have on you and your family? Because I think you were quite a young mum at the time as well.
Yes, that's right. Although I lost most of my sight 8 years ago, I was born blind in one eye and I had a slight squint in the eye as well. My parents did not get any help or answers from any medical professionals back then. The biggest impact was for my husband, really. He helped me daily with learning how to do things again, but in a different way. He cut his hours in work to be at home more with me, to make sure that I was okay. As for my parents, I think over the years, with speaking to them about my sight loss, I have the impression from them that they feel slightly guilty and wish that they could do more to help. But with my condition, there's no cure. I haven't had any support over the years. Whilst my husband helped me build my independence up, I've gone out and found resources to help myself continue with my daily duties.
And how did you find your sight loss impacted, I guess, your relationships with your friends or even just the general public? Have you noticed a difference?
At first, I didn't socialise. I didn't want to go out because I felt that if I bumped into anything, I'd look silly. And I was afraid of people looking at me and kind of making fun of me, really. I kind of guarded myself away from friends because I didn't want to put them in a situation where they felt they were just helping me all the time. I didn't want to be on somebody's arm and feel a burden.
Is that how you still feel today when we're talking?
Sometimes I do. It's a lot better now. I do have a guide dog and I get out a lot more. I don't want to be a burden to anybody, so I do put off going out in some situations.
And how has, I guess, having a guide dog improved your life? Because it sounds like it has.
Having my guide dog has been amazing. She has helped me be completely independent when I go out. I can go to the shop and buy some bread and milk now and I feel great doing it. People respond to me differently when I have a guide dog, whereas when I go out with my cane, it's a little different. So I feel really confident with Queenie, my guide dog.
So how would you describe the difference?
Well, when I go out with my white cane, I've had quite a lot of people walking to me. They've not noticed it. It's difficult going out. I feel like people are looking at me and laughing. Whereas with the guide dog, people, they always want to stroke and they say how lovely she is. And it's very strange, but it's different.
And you feel like you have someone there with you as well to kind of offer you that support and I guess a cuddle as well if you need it.
She's so loving and it's brilliant. I do actually feel like I have somebody with me, yeah.
Now, another thing that I guess changed majorly for you in the past years is you've had a bit of a tough time with your work.
Yes, I was working in care and obviously when I lost my sight, I couldn't carry on doing the care duties. I couldn't look after somebody else when I couldn't look after myself. So I lost my job.
How are you? Are you looking for a job right now? Are you finding it easy? Is it quite daunting?
Over the years, I've had to build up my independence. So when I first lost my sight, I didn't feel like I could do anything at all. I've now got to the point where I want to work. I'm looking for work. I am finding it difficult, but I don't know if that's because I've had a gap in my work history.
And you've had, amongst all of this, you've had another life-changing decision that you moved. You used to live in Wales.
Yes, I lived in Wales, in North Wales. But when we moved to England It was a year before I lost my sight. So when I lost my sight here, it was harder for me to navigate around to different places because I didn't know the area. So it made it a little bit more harder for me to know where things were, places were.
Now, of course, we're talking about the realities of this whole situation, how difficult it was for you, but was there anything unexpected, but perhaps positive that came out or happened in the past few years?
New opportunities, being able to volunteer, and that really helped me with my independence. I volunteer now with RNIB, and I'm also a volunteer for guide dogs. And when I'm out with guide dogs, I travel to different schools and I give a talk on the importance of a guide dog and the impact of sight loss for visually impaired people.
How do you find the school pupils react to when you and your guide dog come up?
They are fantastic. I think children are the best. And if you need to get a message across to anybody, it would be through children. They love seeing the dog. Obviously, the dog gets lots of cuddles at the end as well. But I really do think they take it in, they listen really well.
Now, during this whole time, there is a place, I guess, that can sometimes help you and it made a strong impression on you, but it also means a lot to you and it helped you through this whole situation as well, isn't there?
There is. I have a special place I go to. It's a bench on the side of the Orme in Llandudno, which is in North Wales. I like to sit there, just close my eyes, take in the fresh air and the peaceness, and it makes me feel really good and positive.
A bit of moment of meditation and self-reflection.
That's right, yeah.
Now, Katie, what would you say to anyone that's perhaps recently lost their sight, or maybe they're still trying to come to terms with it? Is there any advice you could give them?
The only thing I would say is that you're not alone. Talk about your feelings. Get the help that is out there now. Don't stop things, get things getting in your way. It's a really difficult battle, but every day is a new day.
Katie, thank you so much for that advice, and thank you so much for sharing your story with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.